Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, gang, happy Friday. It's bonus meditation time. As humans, we have three habitual programmed reactions to whatever comes up in our minds. We want it, we don't want it, or we don't really care. At the most basic level, life is just a ceaseless river of pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. And when we don't see this process playing out, we're dragged along by our unconscious desires, mindlessly wanting, rejecting, or ignoring. One of the amazing things about mindfulness meditation is that it wakes you up so you can cut the strings of this puppeteer. So let's practice this now with Dawn Mauricio. Dawn is a teacher on the 10% Happier app. She discovered Buddhist meditation back in 2005 and from then on did what any well-intentioned perfectionist would do. She plunged in headfirst. She went on to graduate from Spirit Rock's four-year teacher training program, and she now teaches in her home country of Canada as well as in the United States. Over to Dawn.
Hi, this is Dawn. You might not realize it, but a lot of your choices are rooted in wanting more pleasant experiences and less unpleasant ones. This is totally normal, of course, and yet it's worthy of exploration. When you begin to see this pattern more clearly, you can take a moment to pause and choose your response instead of living in reaction. Settle into a practice posture in which you can feel at ease. If you like, you can close your eyes, or you can keep them slightly open with your gaze downward. Give yourself a few moments to settle into your posture. Feel the ways your body is touching down on the ground. At the same time, notice how the ground is gently pressing up to support your body. Begin the subtle practice of softening. Relax your body. Relax your effort. Meet this moment exactly as it is. Begin to relax your effort further and let in any sensations, feelings, or thoughts that may arise. As best you can, try not to get caught up in any storylines that accompany them. Instead, notice if you have any subtle reactions of liking, disliking, or feeling relatively neutral about what's coming up. Your reaction to whatever is present, your liking, disliking, wanting, not wanting, shows you whether you find it pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Explore this on your own for a short while. The mind wanting more of what you like, less of what you don't like, and not feeling much for what is relatively neutral is a natural and conditioned reaction. What noticing and being mindful of it allows is a moment to choose. Do you need to adjust things so this goes away, changes or stays? Or can you simply be with it as it is? When you realize that you want more pleasant, less unpleasant, or are just checking out, notice any urges that come along. before you act on this urge, ask yourself, would this serve my mindfulness right now? It may or may not be obvious, and that's okay. If you choose to act out your urge, tune into your body or breath afterwards while asking yourself, did that serve my mindfulness? This isn't about getting the right answer. It's about sensing into what's most supportive in any given moment. Explore this on your own. Gently open your eyes or lift your gaze. Thank you for your practice. Until next time.
Thank you, Don. We'll see you right back here on Monday. We're going to be talking to Brother Phap Young, who's been on this show before. He was a senior student to the recently deceased Thich Nhat Hanh, the great Vietnamese Zen master, who died in January, and we're going to look back at Thich Nhat Hanh's life, and Brother Phap Young is going to walk us through some of the most practical learnings we can apply to our own lives from the teachings of Thich Nhat Hanh. So that's coming up on Monday. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within on what the future of AI should be. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman, from Wondery. Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time, and in our newest season, we track the power struggles within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing, the chaos that followed, and what it all says about the future and safety of artificial intelligence. Make sure to follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dives and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts, with shows like The Best One Yet, Business Wars, and many more. Let me tell you, Wondery means business.